Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, and a special shout-out to AM 1160 in Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the family. Also across the Caribbean and around the world and via the Internet and the satellite, too. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as everybody working on the coronavirus or COVID-19 fight, keeping America free and safe. And to all the other people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us again for hour number two, we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again, and then we'll get going. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I want to say good morning to Chris up in Massachusetts who's chiming in. Chris, I hope you're having a great day up there and stay out of trouble. All right. Now, farmers are kind of getting the short end of the stick here with the stimulus money that was coming. And it was good to hear yesterday that $19 billion is being given to them for virus mitigation to help them with some of their payroll expenses, because some farmers in some areas of the country have had to actually dump their milk, dump eggs, dump some of their products that they grow in the field. I know down here in Florida there was a lot of squash that got dumped that couldn't be sold. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It really has been, Captain, to see those big tanker trucks, you know, just have to open the spigot and dump the milk into the fields, basically. That's horrible, and you have the crops simply rotting in the fields. And you're right, $19 billion in relief programs. Also, it includes $16 billion in direct payments to farmers and ranchers, and the USDA said it's going to work with distributors and regional local partners to purchase about $3 billion in fresh produce,
right,
dairy, and meat.
Now, FEMA put out an announcement yesterday looking for volunteers for for lack of better words, I know I'm going to screw this up, but for the low-income breakfasts and lunch that they give to low-income kids.
Right.
They were looking for volunteers to hand out the meals, to either deliver them and hand them out to the houses where they were at, or to have them in a line where they would drive up and pick up the food, which they would normally get in school. This is the meals they were getting in school.
Right, exactly. There was a similar program in my area as well, because a lot of kids get something to eat at school, and they were sustaining those programs. For the most part, you could do a drive-through and pick up lunch and this kind of thing. So, but we really do see a change when suddenly everything's turned off and all that pipeline of milk and food and so forth.
Well, that's why they're dumping milk and eggs, because that usually went to the school.
Exactly.
Yep.
But the great thing about this USDA purchase, the $3 billion in purchasing, it's a lot of this is going to go to food banks, churches.
Well, it's more than $3 billion now. I think that's up to about $14 million or something like that. But I know it went way up over the past few days.
Yes, well, exactly. But again, it's good because it's going to help sustain the farmers. Mm-hmm. And we're really learning something in this whole event, Captain. We're learning about the people who really actually make it possible for us to have food.
Now, I got a little message here from Maureen. And it's rather a personal message, but I'm going to read it because I'm not going to give her last name, Maureen. She said, my husband died of Alzheimer's, and Joe Biden has the exact same speech and thought problems. And I've seen Biden. You've seen him. He said his number one priority now is not a female running mate. I mean, he's going to alienate a whole bunch of women with that one because that was the big deal. Remember, well, I'm going to have a woman, and it's going to be a minority. Remember he said all that?
Oh, yeah, he made that promise, and he kind of stunned, I think, his own staff by coming out with such a major announcement sort of offhandedly in a debate.
Well, now, guess what? It's not a number one priority. But in the meantime, he was a primetime guest on CNN. I think he was with Anderson Cooper, and he just absolutely stumbled and fumbled and mumbled his way through the interview, and of all things to forget, he forgot the year we had the attack on September 11th.
That's right. You could see that he went back to try to say the year. He wanted to say the year 2001.
Yeah.
That would be the right answer, but he sort of stumbled on that and then quickly simply recovered and said 9/11, which doesn't indicate a year, obviously. It is the September the 11th, a date. But you're right. I think more and more people are starting to question, and it's not to be mean. I think that's the important aspect here. I think a lot of people, just like the listener was recounting, they have seen this before. It is a tragic, tragic thing.
Yeah, and by the way, this governor in Michigan, Whitmer, she made a comment yesterday. You want to talk about getting people's attention. She said, abortion is life-sustaining. What am I missing here, Kyle?
Well, you know, Captain, I don't even know how we respond to such a statement. You know, of course, she's taking so much heat for telling people that, you know,
as she very well should be.
As she very well should be about, well, you can buy this, but you can't buy that.
Yeah.
Suddenly, but abortion is life-sustaining. That's hard to...
Okay, dokie. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, everybody. We're coming right back. We've got one more segment with him. And we will be back. And I got a brand new sponsor when we come back. Going to tell you about them. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and I'd like to welcome to the program a company called Balance of Nature. Now, I was on this product. I took this product a couple of years ago, and I kind of got away from it because they started, my doctor loaded me up with a bunch of vitamins, B12 and C and D and all that sort of stuff, and he says you need to increase your vitamin intake to help with your immune system and this, that, and the other because of some problems I was having. And come to find out, my doctor asked me about, you know, what I was doing, and because my immune system is very good, I've got antibodies in my blood, which are showing up that mean that everything's fine. And I said, let me ask you something. I'm going to start talking about a new product here. What do you think about it? And I told him what it was, Balance of Nature. They have the fruits and they have the veggies, the little capsules you take. And it's because nobody gets enough fruits and vegetables every day. And you take a couple of them in the morning and a couple of them again at night if you want to. Otherwise, you just take two somewhere in the middle of the day and forget about it. But they told me, they said, anything you can do to help with your immune system in this day and age, do it. So they suggested that I do it. So here's the deal. If you want to find out what I know about Balance of Nature and what they can do, it's real food, it's real science, it's real nutrition, and you can get real too, then give them a call at 800-246-8751 or go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and take a look at what they have to offer there, the fruits and the veggies. They've also got the fiber and the spice. If you want to take it in liquid form, whatever it is you want to do, they got it, and it works. That's all I can tell you. It works because I can remember I went when I was on it. I took them for about 2 years, and I stopped about 2 years ago.
I just didn't get sick. I didn't have the flu. I didn't have anything. I felt good all the time. I had a lot of extra energy, and not that I don't have energy now, but I really felt good. So it might be something that could help you if you're kind of loafing and whatnot, but it definitely has got nutritional value. Balanceofnature.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, I gave you a project. How are you making out with that?
Well, Captain, Milton wanted to know about an event surrounding Montgomery Ward, having to do with the president of the company at that time being literally carried out of his office.
Yep.
Here's what we found, Captain. We found back in 1944 there were some bargaining agreements, negotiated agreements with labor that the government had negotiated, and the chairman of Montgomery Ward at the time, Chairman Sewell Avery, refused to comply with the terms of three different collective bargaining agreements with different unions. These were done between 43 and 44, but after Sewell refused a second order, President Roosevelt at the time called out the Army National Guard, and they seized the company's main plant in Chicago, other properties, I understand, as well. And Sewell himself, they carried him out of his office by the National Guard troops at the time. So that was an interesting story that had to do back in the 1940s.
All right, and speaking of the devil, here he is. Okay, Nelson, you got your answer.
And what is the answer?
Go ahead, Kyle. Tell him the name.
Oh, it's Sewell Avery was the CEO or the chairman of the Montgomery Ward company back then.
You know what? I just thought of it this last second, and I says, well, I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to call you. The reason it is of some importance in my eyes is this is what the governors of Michigan and Minnesota are doing.
Yeah.
This is exactly what they are doing, and I just wanted to make that point. Thank you much.
All right, you're welcome, and that's Nelson and Jasper, of course, calling in, regular caller. Kyle, Procter & Gamble yesterday reported the biggest USA sales surge in decades as America's confidence in the economy starts to dwindle.
Yeah, exactly. What we're finding out is looks like some of the revenues were up and sales in the U.S. had risen by more than about 10%. As we're seeing these things go on, but you're right. But the confidence in the economy was very high to start off with. Mm-hmm. Then the coronavirus thing hit. People will still be confident in it. However, that's going to be it's going to hinge on whether or not we get reopened soon.
Well, the big get bigger because Walmart is about to hire another 50,000 more people in the virus driven states because people are going to Walmart to buy their stuff because the other stores are closed.
The other stores are closed, and Walmart, you're right, is hiring approximately another 50,000 people. They've been hiring like gangbusters.
Yeah.
And they are hiring people out of the restaurant and hospitality industries.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And amidst all the complaints that have been going on, Amazon is not out of the woods here either because I don't know if you know this, but Amazon's very quietly suspended over 6,000 of their sellers for price gouging.
That's right, Captain. Anybody familiar with Amazon, if you go to buy something, you can see who's selling it. Many times it's sold and fulfilled by Amazon, depending on the product that you're buying. But other times it may say something like available from these other sellers, and they sell through Amazon. But you're right, especially important things having to do with the quarantine and so forth, they've been marked up, I don't know, so many percent you can't even get a read on it. And that is price gouging, and it's good to see that they're doing something about it.
And, of course, if you haven't heard, folks, West Texas crude dropped way down. It's down to $18.27 a barrel right now. That's not good for the oil companies, but then again, it's great for the consumer because that means that your low-priced gas is going to be here for quite a while. And, Kyle, you know, you talk about good old American Yankee know-how, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the NBA, the NFL, and some of your favorite college teams right now are selling themed face masks with the teams, or the teams, colleges and universities and pro teams logo on it.
Well, that's right. So, you know, people can sort of show their team spirit while being safe outside.
And it doesn't make it quite as bad wearing a face mask when you got your favorite team on your nose, right?
Well, sure, exactly. They're going to range, you know, probably in the $25 to $29 range, I think.
Well, $29.95 is what the one guy told me he paid for the Gator one he was wearing.
Yep. Looks like the NBA store and WNBA store were selling, looks like, packs of three for $25 or $24.99 or individually around $14.99. So I'm sure people can try to find the best deal they can. Yeah.
Now, we talked yesterday about, it was either yesterday or maybe the day before, about a lawsuit that had popped up against China. All of a sudden, we've got two more. So now we've got three major USA class action lawsuits that have popped up against China. You think they're going to succeed, or are they just going to hang out there?
Well, you know, it all depends. But I think if with President Trump and the feeling that America is going to be having in doing this whole thing, I think they may be able to proceed faster than you might think.
Now, Ilhan Omar released her first quarter campaign findings and whatnot, and we found out that during the first quarter, she paid her husband's firm, who happens to be a consulting firm, political consulting firm, $292,000 in the first quarter.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, the story with Ilhan Omar just keeps getting, well, either better and better or worse and worse, depending.
I hope the people of Minnesota are listening.
No kidding. Well, I think generally it gets worse and worse, but it gets better and better if we're trying to shed the light onto somebody who really hasn't, you know, wasn't really elected, I think, in order to try to be a real representative, but to have a national political platform similar to AOC.
Yeah. Now, have you ever heard of a group called Trail Life?
I've heard just a little bit about them.
That's the alternative to the Boy Scouts.
Okay, right.
And I believe it's a Christian alternative, but they are a group, and they were holding last night a national backyard campout.
Well, that sounds like a good plan. It really does.
All the kids were in the backyard last night.
Well, exactly.
In a tent, exactly,
because in many places you can't go to any park, you can't go to anything, and so you've got to try to, you know, be innovative, and you're right, kids can still learn some of these basics.
And get this, they opened the beach in Duval County yesterday for the people to exercise, but they can't lay on the beach on a towel, they can't go into the water, they can't sunbathe, they have to just ride along or run along.
Exactly. That's right. And very similar to the park system here, I think, in Orange County, in my local area, you have to keep going, basically. There's no loitering or these kinds of things. But I think the public asked the question, well, if everybody is, you know, 10 feet apart or something, you can't lay on the beach and soak up the sun. To people, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
Because you can go to the grocery store and there's a bunch of people there.
Tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And thank you very much for another banner week, and we'll be back on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thank you. That's Kyle Warren, everybody. Kyle will be back with me 2 a.m. on Monday, so catch him, and don't forget KyleWarrenShow.com is the place where you can go. Now, when we come back, we're going to have our first military and veterans news segment, and lots of stuff going on there in the military front, too, I'll tell you. You just can't get away from it. Can't get away from it. There's too much stuff going on right now. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued their clash over whether the federal government has done enough to assist the state, one of the epicenters of the coronavirus outbreak. During his news conference, a reporter read a tweet from the president saying Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds you didn't need or even use. After hearing that, Governor Cuomo had this response.
First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right? Second, let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego, if we can, because this is about the people and it's about our job.
Cuomo also said, we'll show gratitude. How many times do you want me to say thank you? I'm already saying thank you for doing your job. That's your role as president. This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. We all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. By the way, I'm going to give you a phone number. If you're struggling and you're a veteran with any type of financial stuff and you need some financial debt assistance, the number to call is 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648 for Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we've got a really active chat room going on there tonight, so if you want to get into the captain's group, that's one of the groups available on Facebook, and of course it talks about group conversations over in your right tab of your Facebook page. You just look for the captain's group, and you can get in it by liking the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Okay, now, regardless of the impact to my career was the way the letter went from Captain Crozier, And his email that he sent out was revealed yesterday. The Navy released it, and they will not rule out the chance for him being reinstated. But at the same time, it's entirely possible, if they want to do it, that the Navy could also bring charges against the captain. I'm not sure that's going to happen because of the way this is all breaking down now that we know he had all those crewmen on board that were coming down ill, and they've already taken over 600 of them off the ship for quarantine to get them away from the other members and whatnot, and they're trying to decontaminate the ship, the Theodore Roosevelt. But they may very well wind up going back to his assignment as a commanding officer. It's possible. We'll see. And in addition to canceling training and postponing permanent change of station moves, the Defense Department's March 12 stop movement order threatened to eat up precious vacation time, too, for service members as canceled leave and restrictions on anything but local travel has grounded many troops right there on their bases, wherever they're at. And they've been there for going on 32-plus days. Now, the first U.S. service member to test positive for the COVID-19 virus on February the 28th has now been declared virus-free by military medical doctors after spending 49 days in isolation, according to U.S. officials in South Korea, where the soldier is currently stationed. Wow. Amazing. And the Navy has identified the sailor assigned to the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, who died on Monday from the COVID-19 complications. He's the first one to die on board that ship. There's several others that are very critically ill, and I hope they'll all pull through, but there's a possibility they won't. By the way, the U.S. Inspector General for Afghanistan says that there are problems that it's identified in Afghanistan that have not and are not being addressed. Sorry to hear that. Now, the Pentagon has followed less than half of the recent recommendations made by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, a report issued by the watchdog group. We'll see what happens there. And, by the way, 20% of the troops that have had coronavirus have recovered and are back on duty. How about that? Not a bad record there. And the annual large-scale maritime exercise in the Baltic region, dubbed Baltops, is still slated to kick off, but could be scaled back or canceled over the COVID-19, according to U.S. European Command. We'll wait. We'll see what happens there. And the Congress did a good thing yesterday. Following criticism over handling of federal emergency payouts related to the coronavirus outbreak, the military-focused financial company USAA, and what they announced on Thursday, that it will not seize customers' checks to cover existing debts and will refund any past such actions. Now, Congress changed the rules, making it such that the military and the stimulus checks that were coming to them could not be touched by any creditor. They get those checks and that's it, end of story. We'll see how that plays out. Now, how U.S. troops survived a little-known al-Qaeda raid in Mali a couple of years ago is now being spelled out. Documents obtained by the Military Times. There's a story there now if you want to read it. That U.S. troops were part of a multinational force that repelled a brazen daytime raid by militants inside the United Nations supercamp near the Timbuktu airport in Mali 2 years ago. There's quite a report there now about it. And one training battalion at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, for the Army had a cluster of 50 positive COVID-19 cases. However, the basic combat training will go on. And the Navy has a sixth sailor now from the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Remember, I told you I thought there was at least one more, who has now been moved to a hospital to be treated in Guam. They were taken off the ship. And the Air National Guard units now that are based in Wisconsin and Alabama have been awarded squadrons of F-35 fighter jets, according to the U.S. Air Force. That's a big deal because Alabama was pretty sure they were going to get them. Wisconsin wasn't. So they're going to be sent to both Wisconsin and Alabama. And the Air Force One replacement program has hit a major development milestone. And it did so without the in-person meetings that have become more risky in the age of the COVID-19 outbreak, the U.S. Air Force's top acquisition official said yesterday. Also, they're having a quarantine university at an Air Force base in California, famous for pushing the envelope. Senior enlisted leaders have devised a social media method of keeping work-at-home airmen around the world connected and learning during a coronavirus pandemic television conference. We'll see how that works out. Now, the Marine Corps has just come under intense scrutiny for keeping barbershops open, pushing exercises, and thundering on with annual training and fitness test requirements. But individual units and battalions are actually making some adjustments under this COVID-19 to where it's a little bit easier to maneuver around without having up-close and personal contact. By the way, the members of the Coast Guard with orders to new duty stations this year will proceed under adaptations that include a longer moving season and restrictions on travel and house hunting trips, according to the message sent to personnel last week. In addition, we got the latest numbers for the National Guard. Troop count stands at 31,800 as some states warily eye the looming hurricane season, which is right around the corner. And all the states in the South here are definitely thinking about that. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. And it's going to be an interesting season with this other stuff around for sure. Now, I'm going to repeat this number again because I've had a lot of veterans saying, hey, you kept talking about a number that we could call, which is true, because we've got people coming after us, and we were told that our debts were forgiven for a little while. We could have a little reprieve while we were waiting for the checks and getting ourselves put together. That's all true. Here's the number, the Vets COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line. It is 800-827-0648, 800-827-0648. If you're having any problems with your creditors, that's the number to call. They'll work you out. They'll help you. Alrighty, I'm coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, and then Denise Simon will be around right after that. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with a lot more and a highway report, too.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why is that good? Why is that good?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All right, it's time for another Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center closest to you. You're Flying J, stop on by. If you're on the Third Watch and you're listening to us right now, pull in there, tell them you're listening to the captain, you'll wind up with a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. All right, Leland, take it away.
Stay. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before we can let up.
He's a working class up there pulling his big old double drop RGN somewhere along the Canadian border. And for all I know, he's over in Canada because we haven't heard from him in about 2 months. And last I knew, he was up there running up in north of the border. And that's what he does in the wintertime. Then he comes back down and runs below the border in the summertime, going back and forth with his oversized loads from Chicago to Seattle and back and forth. Alrighty. Another outbreak of severe thunderstorms will be possible across the southern U.S. on Sunday from Louisiana to Georgia. Now, these severe storms will be potentially damaging because they're going to have high winds, large hail, and tornadoes. Heavy rainfall and flooding will also be an issue across the region, mainly from Mississippi to South Carolina, especially in Alabama and Georgia. Please review your emergency and safety plans now. There are going to be some big tornadoes in this system developing. And you need to be on your toes. You really do. Now, the weather we got going on right now, I've got one area out in the northwest with snow. Believe it or not, it's 4th of July. The only place it's snowing out west of the Mississippi River, and it's going over the top of 4th of July. So, it figures. And the weather is starting to develop. The system's starting to develop along the Mississippi River from Tennessee down towards the Gulf Coast right now for what looks like is going to be a rough day going to the east towards South Carolina from Mississippi. You've got cold weather now, freeze warnings and frost warnings and frost watches. In the eastern part of Kansas, most of Missouri, most of the southern part of Illinois, the southern part of Indiana, the western part of Kentucky, the northwestern part of Tennessee, and over into Arkansas, you've got the western northwestern part of Arkansas, with a freeze and a frost warning there, and Oklahoma, east of Oklahoma City, and going up I-44 all the way to St. Louis, you've got some really chilly temperatures tonight, so be advised of that. And also, we have the northeastern part of the U.S. Remember all that snow that was following its way across, and I told you it was going to follow 80 and 90, it looked like? Well, it's just a little bit north of 80, but it's along 81, I-81, upstate New York to the east, up to the New York Thruway, all the way over to Boston on I-90, and all the way over to Rhode Island on I-84, and then going across towards Providence. You've got snow in that area tonight. It will be gone, though, probably a little bit after daylight. It will be gone, and that'll be the end of the snow there. But this thing's come all the way across the country following I-80, I-90 in some areas, but always along I-80. That would seem to be the bottom end of it. But right now it's the top end of it as it goes across New York State and Connecticut and Massachusetts and Rhode Island and the southern part of New Hampshire. And by the way, this is right along. You can almost take a line and just draw it from Syracuse to Boston, and boom, there it is, all the way over. Snow and whatnot. And in the Berkshires, you got a little bit of heavier snow coming down right now. Now, the best part about all of this is that it's going to change the weather, and these cold temperatures will be going away. Hopefully, you'll be able to have a nice weekend out of it, because even though today there's a lot of rain predicted across the south and the deep south because of this front that's developing and these tornadoes that are going to be in it. And again, please, please pay attention if you're in Alabama or Georgia. That's where the biggest threat of major tornadoes is going to be. Please pay attention and don't get caught up in this stuff if you can at all help it. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. And don't forget that on the third watch, you go in there, you tell them that the captain sent you, And guess what? You wind up with a nice free hot cup of coffee out of the deal. Plus, you're still able to take showers there. You're still able to do your laundry there. You're still able to get food there. If they have a shop, you can get your truck serviced there. The whole 9 yards. If they got a truck wash, you can get your truck wash there, too. All of that's still going on at the Pilots and Flying J's. So make sure you stop on by and take advantage of the service that's there. All right, well, on the phone line, Denise Seidman from FoundersCode.com, and go over to her website, FoundersCode.com, check out the things that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows them. All right, good morning there, kiddo.
Good morning.
Now, the first state in the country to open is going to be Texas, so says Governor Abbott.
Yeah, I think there may be some competition. And I'm not sure that it's really an intentional thing, but there are about 10 states that are working diligently between now and the end of the month to be able to meet the threshold of stage one or step one of the reopening plan that was provided by the Trump White House. So, Governor Abbott came out yesterday, suggested that he would be the first state, meaning Texas. But, you know, you've got Alabama, you've got South Carolina, you've got Wyoming, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada. So there's a pile of them that are working diligently to get to where they need to be. And when I mean diligently, they've got some interesting steps that have to be taken. If they to get to step one and they achieve that and they can reopen, there are all kinds of stipulations on what people and businesses will still have to do in order to stay at step one and get to step two.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, you know, the sanitation, the hygiene, the distancing, which businesses, there will be enforcement, inspections, you know, all those kinds of things that they're all having some pretty interesting discussions about. I think a lot of them want to get to reopen on or before May the 1st.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised by any of this. I'm not surprised at all. Because I know Florida was in the mix because Florida wants to get it going. I mean, they really do.
Well, we're kind of a unique state because, we've got senior citizens, we've got tourism.
Hold that thought, because we're going to be so unique, you're going to get cut off right here. There it goes. All right, I'll be right back with more. Denise Seidman, FoundersCode.com, top of the hour news coming up. And you'll be able to hear that great intro with George W. Bush and those famous words he said from the World Trade Center, Ground Zero. That's why that's on there. That's why I play it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
It's fun. Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.